Close your eyes and watch your breath. Try to stick with the breath all the way in, all the way out. And as for any thoughts that go someplace else, you can just let them go. They may seem like small things, but often small things can turn into big dangers. As the Buddha pointed out, there are lots of small things that can become dangerous. A small fire can become a forest fire. A small snake can be very poisonous. A baby prince, if he grows up, if you've mistreated him when he was a baby prince, watch out. In the same way, the mind has lots of little thoughts, thoughts of greed, thoughts of aversion, thoughts of delusion, that if you're not careful, can take over. They can, like a forest fire, and they start with this tiny, tiny spark and then suddenly flame up. So you have to be on the lookout. The Buddha calls this quality heedfulness. You realize that there are little dangers that, if you're not careful, can cause a lot of trouble. But heedfulness also means that there are little good things that you can nurture, and don't underestimate those. Again, looking at the breath, watching the breath, staying with the breath continually may seem like a small thing. But if you do it continually, do it repeatedly, you find you develop new habits in the mind. The mind gets more under your control. And you can use it for better and better things. So that's a case where a little thing is good and becomes big. So watch out for the little things. Be heedful of little things, both the little dangerous things and the little good things. Because we are born as human beings, and we have this power within us, through our minds, through our actions. We can do a lot of destruction. I can't think of any other animal that can destroy as much of the world as human beings can. But we can also do a lot of good. This is what sets us apart from other levels of being. The animals in the lower realms have not much opportunity to do good because they're suffering so much and they have so many limitations. As for the devas, they're just so happy and content that they forget. Well, we as human beings can do a lot of good. So whether other people are going to be doing good with their human lives, you've got your human life. You have to ask yourself, what am I going to do with this? What kind of good can I do that will be good for myself and good for other people? Because that's what genuine goodness is. It's good for everybody. When you're generous, when you're virtuous, when you train the mind, you benefit, people around you benefit as well. That kind of goodness erases boundaries. The kind of goodness that comes from gaining wealth and holding on to it, that creates boundaries. They're the haves and the have-nots. And the have-nots are not happy with the haves. And the haves look down on the have-nots, and so there's more and more division in life. So try to look for your happiness in doing goodness. And that way you realize your potential as a human being in the best possible way.